Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey!
So check this out. We want to promote a couple of things. I'm on the road, AndrewSantino.com. I'm in San Francisco this weekend. I added shows in Philly and Seattle and Portland. I'm coming to Atlanta, Chicago, New York, Grand Rapids, Pittsburgh, Columbus. I'm all over the place. We just added Florida. AndrewSantino.com. Tell them to see me.
Oh, go see him. He's one of the best in the world.
AndrewSantino.com. Also,
can I post?
Bobby's got something.
So October 22nd on Netflix, my show, I'm on an animated show called Inside Job with me, Lizzie Kaplan, Brett Gelman, Andrew Daly, a bunch of people.
Awesome.
And it's about a shadow government, and I'm a regular on it. I'm on every episode.
Awesome.
And I play the Chinese scientist.
Oh.
Yeah, but check it out. And also these shirts
are available now.
The Bad Friends, Chili Chill,
and Mr. Hollywood, yeah, Mr. Hollywood are available right now. They should be in the merch bar below. Otherwise, go to badfriendsmerch.com. Badfriendsmerch.com.
You two are bad friends.
These two idiots.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11, 12, 11, 12, 11, 12, 11, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12,
It was a graveyard smash.
How does the music part go? How does it go?
How does it go? Do you know what it is?
It's a monster mash.
Ooh.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Freddy Krueger.
From what movie?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, great.
Oh. Ooh.
Robert Englund, dude.
And what are you?
I'm Panda.
Oh, Panda.
From Kung Fu Panda.
Well, give us a little Kung Fu.
Okay.
Oh, what are you doing, Fance?
Yeah, what are you?
Fancy is, Fancy's walked into the room. He's Pedro. He's Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite, the film that came out 30 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
He's really keeping it up to date. What are you smoking?
It's just a vape.
Give it to me.
Here.
Is there drugs in it?
No. Still
out. Let's see. I like this. Look. Float, flum float gummy drop.
Yep.
Oh, it smells good.
Yeah.
Should I get into vapes?
Oh, come on, man.
Is this my thing now?
Try it.
I don't want to put my lips where your lips were.
Why?
I'm afraid of that.
No, that's racist, dude. Do it.
It has nothing to do with
it. It has to do with race? If it was just like it was just here, if it was just enough, you would fucking do it.
He's cuter than you.
But that has nothing to do with like being clean.
If my lips turn yellow after this, I'm going to be... All right, you know what? I'll put my fingers in front of it. Watch this.
Yeah, yeah.
This will work.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Okay.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. I feel it now.
It's not marijuana.
Oh, I know. I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a vape guy. Are you a vape guy?
No.
You don't look like a vape guy.
Vapes are for losers.
Oh, let's start from the beginning.
Hey. What's wrong? Why are you depressed?
I'm a panda with... I'm depressed because I haven't had bamboo in a couple of days.
Oh, look, look, look.
That's not. Oh, bamboo. And also.
Oh, look, a little bamboo for my little panda bear.
Oh,
and my mic just broke. Jesus. What's wrong with my little panda bear? Is you a little sad panda?
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you a little sad panda?
Because of my black eyes.
Well, what do you have black eyes for?
My husband beats me.
Your husband hits you?
Yeah, like, my husband says, you know, I'm going to work, right? And I'm like, bye. And then like 5 days later, he comes back and he's got like track marks on his arms.
Your husband is a heroin addict?
No, he's a panda.
Your panda husband is a heroin addict?
Yeah, and he you can tell that he has a belly full of bamboo and doesn't bring me any. And then he punches my eyes and he goes, panda's supposed to have black eyes. And he punches my eyes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then he comes on my white belly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really see it's there then, can you?
What?
Because if it's mixed, it's white. Your belly's white.
I know. But that's when I go to the police I go, he came on my belly. We can't get the fuck out of here, panda. You know what I mean?
No, the cops send you away?
Well, apparently they say it's all for humans only.
Oh, no.
It's for humans only.
So what are domestic violence pandas supposed to do?
We have to go see the bear, the black bear.
What? Always.
Yeah. The sheriff.
Yeah, and he's like, you need help.
Yeah, it's a grizzly bear.
Is it Eric Griffin? Eric Grizzly Bear?
Eric Grizzly Bear, the bear. And you need help, dog.
Oh, Bobby, you need help.
Yeah. Well, I'm Barbara.
Oh, Barbara, you need help?
Yeah, my husband, he's been out shooting heroin with all the other bad pandas. And
another panda out there doing heroin again.
Yeah, come all over my belly.
I can't see any of it. It's mixed in with all that white fur.
I know. What a dilemma.
Poor little panda.
And I tell him to come on my arm so they can see the cum.
Yeah, then you'd see it.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do about it?
Anal?
Bend over.
And then you fuck me behind a tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like your panda. What do I look like? Do you know what I am?
You're an angry hippie.
No, you know what I am? A communist.
Oh, that's right. You're a communist.
I'm a communist.
Yeah.
Well,
that was obvious.
I'm a commie bastard.
Yeah, and obvious, you're a communist. Yeah.
I want everyone to have everything.
Yeah.
I'm a commie. What are you?
I'm Freddy Krueger.
He's Freddy Krueger.
You look like just like a girl that's on Melrose. It's just like a dead giveaway.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger from the island of Philippines.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Yo, cut my gumbungus on Freddy Krueger.
Let me ask you something, Jules. If you were walking like that down the street with the fucking knives, but like in August, like in Cebu, like you're just walking downtown Cebu, right? You think people would be like, would they turn their heads, or they would just?
I think they wouldn't mind.
They wouldn't mind.
Nobody would think twice about you wielding. What if those were real knives? Would anybody say anything?
Maybe, but I don't think so.
That's so wild. That's not even a thing.
It's not.
That's not a big. People are allowed to just be chaotic down there because people have so many other problems going on.
That's
the last thing on their mind.
Yeah, I love going to see like homeless people in like countries like that.
Why?
I love visiting them. Do you know why?
Why?
They always have the best jeans.
Homeless people?
Yeah, because it's like...
They're worn in enough?
Yeah, they wear it in the way where it's like, oh, that's a cool... You know what I mean? Like vomit and, you know, poo.
Poo, a lot of poo.
Right, and like...
Piss.
Pure...
Beer.
Pure mud.
Blood.
Beer. It's all stained. I'd like to buy them from them.
How much would you pay for
Probably like a couple $100.
Seriously?
Yeah, there's some of them are dope, man.
What if we start a raw denim company where you and I go get raw denim?
Yeah.
And then we give it to homeless people to wear for like a week. And then we pay them to give it back to us, and then we sell it to rich people.
Well, they already do that. So APC, you have heard of APC?
They don't do that.
APC used to, ask Kevin Christie, APC used to give people jeans, you wear them for a year, they buy them back from you.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about giving them to a homeless guy to poop in them and have rip holes and do heroin and stuff.
Right.
But wait a minute. They would pay you to wear them and give them back?
Yeah.
So you've been waiting for a year. They give you raw denim.
They give you raw denim. Mm. You go live in them for a year.
Don't wash.
Bring them back, don't wash.
Never wash.
Bring them back. And then they go, here's some money.
How often do you wash your jeans?
Never.
You've never washed a pair of jeans?
No.
Have you ever washed a pair of jeans?
I always wash them when I wear them after.
So every time you wear a pair of jeans, you wash them.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
You're not supposed to do that.
How often do you wash your hair?
Every day.
Yeah, not supposed to do that either.
She takes your showers. I should charge you.
How much do you think it costs for her, like each shower she takes?
I swear, and this is not even an exaggeration. Mm-hmm. I've clocked her at an hour.
Have you seriously taken an hour shower?
Yeah.
It makes me so, at like 30 minutes, you're like... It's fine.
She's dirty.
Is
that because she's making up for all those years of not having running water in Cebu?
Is that what it is?
Maybe because there's no hot water in Cebu.
Oh, now I feel bad. Let her take two hours.
2 hours.
You know, hey, look up how much does it cost for like per gallon to run your shower?
Yeah, how much is it for an hour shower?
What do you think it is? Hour shower probably
$5.
I was going to say 10, but I feel like 5 is bad. Assuming that the rates of electricity and water in your area are national average, 12 cents per kilowatt hour and $1.50 kilowatt US gallons each. So for every gallon, it's $1.50. Each shower costs you 25 cents or 51 cents per day for the whole household. Whoa, that's nothing.
So how much is it?
So average, I would say that it says it costs you 25 to 51 cents per household.
Yeah.
Per shower.
Yeah.
Each, but she's taking what would be four or five showers.
Four or five showers.
So every day you're probably costing $2 or $3.
Oh, yeah, fuck it. Shower and fuck it.
You know
five
what?
5 hours.
I think I got some money in here. Hey,
yeah,
look.
Yeah, yeah,
There's a shower. There's a shower. Give that to Bob if he ever comes. Whoa, good catch, Rude.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's pretty impressive. I didn't know. I thought that was way more expensive for some reason. Why did my parents yell at me all the time for taking long showers?
I don't know, but why don't you go to the Korean spa with me ever? I've asked you so many times.
Oh, really? Do you have time to go to Korean spa between going to do Sex and the City and then going to do Magnum PI and then doing the show? Tell me when you have time.
No, but before I have, when
Tell
I didn't
me when
have
you
the
have time.
Time. When I didn't have the time, when I didn't have the time,
you've
I
never
asked
had
you.
Time. You've never had time.
I've always had time. When I've, Panda,
I asked you.
Panda
to,
shouldn't be angry.
Panda should not be angry.
I'm sad, Panda,
and I'm the communist.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, I asked you to go trick or treating this year, and you said absolutely not.
What do pandas sound like? Okay, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can guess.
You just repeated what I did. That's the same thing.
That's true. Let me see. That's true.
That's exactly what I did.
That's true. My bad. Do yours again.
Good, Rudy.
I just think of them as like...
That's not what they sound like.
They
speak English.
They don't speak English.
No, I'm explaining because it's just going to be one sound like...
Okay. Okay. All right.
You could have just done it. You don't have to
explain
it.
Yeah.
Look up what pandas sound like, Pete. So, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Yours, that second one you did,
yeah.
The guttural one, yeah. That was, in my mind, sounded like what I think they do sound like.
Yeah.
Here.
Because a sloth sounds like this.
Yeah. Let's hear what pandas sound like. And by the way, huh? Obviously not.
Not
even a good effort.
Yeah.
What a minimal.
It's an Archie Bunker.
All right, let's hear. Huh. To the moon.
Do you find them, though? People go, oh, pandas are the cutest bear. I don't find them the cutest, though.
You know what's so funny? I do think they're very cute.
Yeah.
But also, sometimes I think things that aren't cute are cute. Like, I think squirrels are cute as shit.
Oh, I love them. I think they are cute. They're 100% cute.
What about raccoons?
Cute as fuck, man.
See, I agree.
Yeah.
What about...
I'll tell you why we think they... Some people think they're ugly.
Huh.
It's they base it on their behavior.
And you know what?
What?
Because of who we are,
yeah.
We don't judge on the behavior.
We don't judge on behavior. We judge on looks alone.
And how cute you are.
Cute, right.
Yeah.
You're in my garbage dump for fucking with your family, eating fucking garbage food.
Yeah.
And stealing is one thing.
Fine.
Right? But when you pop your head out of that fucking thing.
Yep.
And you look at me with those little cute faces.
What am I going to do?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you so much.
You're right. We judge by the behavior.
Yeah. I don't want to judge by behavior.
Although I will say.
But squirrels don't have bad behavior.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. What about pigeons? Pigeons.
I don't find them cute though.
Sometimes okay. This is cute.
That is cute.
Just head bobbing is cute.
Yeah. That is true. I never thought of it that way.
Why is that?
Because
a bird bob. Yeah, look at how cute that is.
Yeah, but to me, you know what I mean? I think you're looking at the bob and you're putting sexuality to it.
No!
Yeah. You're imagining, right, a dove just on your shit right there, right? And they don't really, those muscles that they're using, it's like when a girl is going down on you, right? They're not necessarily muscles they generally use.
Right.
So they get sore after a while.
Oh.
After about a minute.
What if pigeons, the reason they're walking around like this is they're practicing sucking dick. Just
right.
Ooh, right.
And then like the guy pigeons are in the trees. Yeah.
Yeah.
Practice. Yeah. 2 months. January 12th, I'll meet you on this tree stump.
Get back here when you can.
Yeah, when you can.
Also, by the way, I learned the other day I was in Boston Common in the park.
Yeah.
Love going sitting in the park.
I saw the photos.
And I was looking at the squirrels.
Yeah.
Do you know how the average life of a squirrel is?
Let me guess.
Yeah.
A year and a half?
That's what I thought. What do you think? How long do you think an average
I
year?
I also thought 1 year.
That's what I said.
How much?
8 to 10 years.
Well, that's a good one.
How do they? That doesn't make sense.
It's a great one.
How about the average? How about a bird? You know what a bird? We looked it up too. What's the average span of a common bird, which encompasses a lot of birds? Average lifespan.
6 years.
What do you say, Rude?
2 to 3.
2 to 3. 2 to 3 is exactly correct. That's the average lifespan. A bird, couple of years.
Wow.
Couple of years.
And then I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah.
You look at all the birds in the sky.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be trolling down or frolicking.
Frolicking, mostly,
Frolicking through, you know, gardens or pastures.
Yeah, mostly.
That's my thing.
You're very big into pastures.
Yeah. And you've never seen me. I wear my overalls, right? And I always put my head in the pigtails, right? Mm-hmm. I put little freckles on my face with the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I have a basket.
You always have a basket.
Yeah. And I frolic.
Are you wearing a little tiny skirt?
Oh, yeah. In a pasture, right?
And can I see
and a skip, right?
And I see your little woot hanging out underneath.
Right. And I sing white music like zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. Jeremiah had a bullfrog. You know, all the white classics.
What are the other white classics?
Right. Happy birthday to you. That's a good one.
What else?
Take it easy.
Eagles.
Take it easy. Right? And
what
I'm
else?
Frolicking. What? Why?
What else? Go. Go back. Go back to your country. That's
right.
That's a white song.
That's a good one.
What's another white song? Build the wall. Build the wall.
Can I just finish my pasture?
Please.
So I like to frolic, but when I frolic, I look at the birds, right?
Yeah.
And I count them. And I don't know the varieties, you know what I mean? A bird, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. There's a woodpecker. There's an owl. Right? There's an owl. Right? And
sparrow.
Beautiful. What a beautiful creature.
Dove.
Beautiful creature.
Quail.
Are you just rattling off all the birds you know?
Pheasant.
Okay, good. Hummingbird.
Bluebird.
Yeah. Bald eagle.
Blue jay.
Okay. Chicken.
Cardinal.
Rooster.
Two of those things can't fly. You just named two things that can't fly.
But they're still birds, right?
You got it.
Oh, well, then I thought that was the game we were fucking playing.
Swan.
Swan?
Mm-hmm.
Duck.
Very good.
Why?
Well, I was just taking duck from me because that was my next one for sure.
I know, and I stumped
because I went to ponds.
I know.
As soon as I got into ponds,
I know, and I stumped you, right?
I think you got me at duck.
Yeah. We're done.
Fuck a duck.
Fuck a duck.
You got me.
So can I finish the frolicking?
100%.
Right. I count them all. Right. Sometimes it's like
Macau.
Fuck, man. Come fruit on. Bat.
Parrot.
It's fruit bat. A bat bird.
It's a bat.
It's a bat.
Different.
Oh, my bad.
Parrot.
Parrot? Bird of paradise.
Parakeet.
That's great. That's a good one.
I'm a parrot to parakeet.
That's a really good
one. You got to have one more, otherwise I win.
I know, but you took a long time after duck. Did you not?
I admitted I failed.
I know, but
you're stalling right now.
Hawk.
Very good.
Thank you. Hawk. Let's go. Let's finish frolicking.
You're right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. I count all the birds. Let me just get to the point, right?
Please.
There's thousands of birds, right? So you're saying they die after 2 or 3 years?
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl's not a fucking bird.
They were a bird. They were a bird of
prey.
We
don't even know if they existed.
Oh, are you a flat earther?
That's true. They're existed.
Of course they existed.
All right, they existed.
All right, so you're frolicking through the field.
Yeah. Did I do hummingbird?
You did. That was your first one.
Oh, that was my first one?
Yeah, you can't go
back.
It's
my favorite one, though.
In fact, when you do twice, it's done. Any bird,
the game's done?
Any birds to throw in?
Yeah.
Raven.
Raven! Very
I got one.
Good. Huh?
Vulture.
Vulture.
You?
Condor.
Condor is a good one.
Condor.
Condor's a good one, dude.
Come on.
Blue Jay?
I already said Blue Jay.
Fuck!
Yep.
You did.
Yep, you're running out.
I remember
out.
Blue.
You're running out.
I'm not running out.
You're running
I'm
out.
I'm running in.
You're running out.
I'm running in. Don't say running out because it fucks with my mind.
Uh-oh, we're closing the door.
No, there's no...
Oh, no.
Ba-doom. All right,
you're in the field.
So, and you're saying they die every 2 or 3 years.
2 to 3 years is the average lifespan of most birds.
So you're talking about thousands of birds are dying at one time.
Where are
the bodies? Have you thought of that?
That's exactly what I thought of when I read 2 to 3 years. I thought, where do they go?
Yeah, because in my life, right, I've walked around.
Bob, where do they fucking go?
I'm asking you. I'm telling you that I walk around.
Yeah.
And probably 10 times in my life, I've said, "Oh, there's a poor dead bird on the street." Or in a forest or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But you're talking about thousands of days, birds dying. Where are the bodies?
I see dead birds more rarely than I see roadkill.
Blue Chew.
I'm going to say something, Andrew.
You should.
At 50, you know, I need Blue Chew. It's, yeah.
It's hard right now.
It doesn't go down.
It's hard to get hard.
Or up.
It just,
but
it stays
with Blue
in the middle.
Chew, dude, it goes up and it stays up. And I feel like I'm a 18-year-old soldier again, man.
When you told me, you said, I said, Blue Chew is going to be a sponsor for us. And you said, give me some now. And we sent you a box.
I remember that. Yeah,
are you
yeah.
using it?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's my favorite.
Blue Chew is incredible. Hey, we could all use a little stiff breeze, a little strengthening, a little blood pumping down. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost.
That's right.
Take them a day or night.
The best part,
anytime.
It's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, man.
Go to BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to receive your prescription to your front door in a discreet box in days.
Uh-huh.
So you can get your pepper hard for whomever needs it. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help.
We got a special deal for our listeners to try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping.
That's BlueChew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
ButcherBox!
I'm a meat eater.
I love the meat.
And I'm a big beefy boy, and I love beef. And I beefed up over COVID because of ButcherBox. I gained 16 pounds. I'm not going to lie.
And if
I'm
you
happy.
Ask Jules, right, our freezers at home, we have many freezers mm-hmm. filled with ButcherBox meat, and we have glorious dinners.
It's delicious. It's delicious. When it comes to meat, quality matters. Everyone knows you're not going to go get meat from the dollar store. And when you invest in high quality meat from ButcherBox, the benefits go way beyond great tasting meals. They source their meat. ButcherBox sources their meat from partners with the highest standards of quality. No more searching the grocery store. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, wild-caught seafood, and more.
Yeah.
How do you prepare the meat? What do you do? Like when you get a piece of beef.
I like to get it medium rare.
Ooh, me too. That's what
you,
I like.
Don't you like medium
I
rare?
I sear it.
I sear it, the sides, both sides.
And I put some butter, and I flip it in the pan.
I always like to poke it.
Oh, you poke.
Yeah, I poke it.
Well, so the it can seep in there.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about ButcherBox is that I get meat to the front door, and I don't have to go grocery shopping
because
I'm lazy.
There's no antibiotics added or hormones.
Nope. Each box contains 8 to 14 pounds of meat, depending on your box type. That's enough for 24 meals.
It's packed fresh and shipped frozen for your convenience so you can save time on your next grocery store trip.
Look, ButcherBox is wonderful. If you like that meat, you're going to get it here. ButcherBox is now offering... No. Right now, ButcherBox is offering new members a 10 to 16 pound turkey free in their first box.
Just go to butcherbox.com/badfriends. To sign up.
That's butcherbox.com/badfriends to receive a free turkey in your first box.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You can do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We looked at some of the variables, and
I bet you money if you, me, Fauci, right?
The Fauci.
And some other scientists, right?
He's a doctor. We need a scientist. Who's a Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Me, right? You, and Neil deGrasse Tyson.
And we check a couple of boxes with him.
What? What is his?
Well, he's black.
He is?
Right? So it's like, we're checking boxes.
We're checking boxes and also
exactly.
building a scientific
community. With one guy.
So listen, Vietnamese fans.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be offended.
No, of course not. And we're also not accusing you of anything. We're just saying.
Yeah, it could be them.
I don't know.
I don't think so, though.
I don't know about
because,
that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, they might be the reason that in my neighborhood, there's always signs that say coyotes are out there eating dogs.
Mm.
I've never seen a coyote take one, but dogs go missing a lot.
Dude, that is such an interesting fucking theory, dude.
Dogs go
You're
missing
absolutely
a
right, lot. A lot, right?
And I've never seen a coyote eat a dog.
And I've heard,
I heard they do.
Can I just say this too?
Uh-huh.
And this is probably just this is probably a stretch, right? But one time,
stretch it.
Right, I mean, stretching it. One time when we first moved into our house, right? I heard the coyotes, right? Because you know the real estate guy said, there's a lot of coyotes here, so we got the fence for our dogs. So 3 a.m, I was out there with the dogs, Jules, right? And I hear, you know, the cow ear, right? I heard them.
Is that it?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
They howl at the moon.
Yeah, but they kind of chatter. They do that noise, right? Yeah, something like that.
There you
exactly.
Go.
That's dead on. Right. And I looked, and it was 3 Filipinos. I'm not saying anything. Right? But they were naked?
Oh, they were?
Naked.
Making noises.
Right, making the noises. They had fucking spears.
Oh no. Right?
And they were hunting for something. Now,
did you ask them what they were hunting for?
I go, "Hey, get out of here." I mean, what do you get
out
of here?
They're on your property.
And here's what's fucking crazy about this, right? They seem to not understand what I was saying.
Bullshit.
Right. So they were like, I go, get out of here. And they're like, right. They spoke that.
They spoke coyote.
The coyote, right? So I feel like they're like people that were like raised in the woods.
Raised by coyotes.
Coyotes. Right.
Can you prove to me you can't speak coyote right now?
I can't.
Prove.
How?
Yeah. Let me hear coyote. Let me see if it sounds real.
It's not. It's...
Well, oh, see, that's what somebody would say if they know coyote.
Okay, I'll.
Bro, that's exactly what.
Was that what it sounded like?
Bro, when you were trying to do the coyote, right? I go, that's not exactly right. But right. When she did it organically.
Do it again, and I'm going to look away from you. Do it again, real Jules.
Come and get inside! See, my instinct is to get the dogs inside the house, dude. Like, get inside! Right? They're here! Right? Oh, fuck.
I thought you said I was a bat.
That's true.
To be fair.
One could be both.
You're allowed to be both things.
Yeah.
And yes, you are a bat.
Yeah, yeah. One could be both.
Freddy Bat.
Right.
By the way, Our whole Bad Friends team dressed up. Of course, Andres is the ever-present, very topical character of Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
And Pete is... What are you, Pete?
I'm Napoleon.
And he's Napoleon.
Yeah.
Because Bad Friends on a budget.
On a budget, yeah. And I didn't know that Napoleon was a fat fuck.
Bob,
I'm sorry. All right.
Well, say it to him.
I'm sorry, Pete. Right, but when you see me in this panda outfit, I'm shaped like a panda.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. You look right now, dude. I literally thought I was in fucking Woodstock right now. Every time I look at you, yeah, dude. It's like, did I just time travel? Right.
What do hippies do? What are my hands doing?
What
do
that's exactly do? What you because there's trails, dude.
Yeah.
You're creating trails. You're high as fuck. Yeah, dude. You're sucking fucking unicorn cock.
No, I'm playing a recorder.
Oh, sorry.
What is it?
I thought you were doing unicorn cock.
What do you imagine a unicorn cock looks like? Not like a normal cock.
Well, I just like a bunch of colors.
Yeah, but it can't be shaped like a normal cock. There's no, I mean, I get that the color, it's candy striped.
I feel like a unicorn cock is not even a solid thing, that it's a ray of light.
Whoa.
Right.
You're touching on some good shit tonight.
I know. So it's like.
So it's a heavy beam of light.
Let's imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I'm a wood elf.
I see it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see it.
You see it, right?
I see it.
I'm a wood elf, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was fucking just all day. What am I killing? Orcs.
Orcs.
I'm killing goblins and orcs and cave troll. Fling, fling, right?
Yeah.
I'm exhausted, right?
Tired.
I go to the Shire, right? Right, I pull back a couple pints.
Oh,
a beer, right?
Right.
I'm a little tipsy, right? Hey, Frodo, you know what I mean? Good to see you. Yeah, that was funny. That joke, right?
Talking shit to Frodo.
Talking shit, right? I'm walking out of the fucking bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "You're going home, Wood Elf." That's what they call me.
Woody.
I don't have a name.
Woody. That's a name.
Woody, you going to home? I'm going home. I'm not.
Where are you going?
I'm going out to get some fucking unicorn cock.
Oh, you
combust,
are.
Right?
Is it? Are they like prostitutes? Are unicorns prostitutes?
No, right? But they're not gay.
What are they? They're not anything.
They're not anything, but all I'm right. Pretty sure they're not gay.
Okay.
Oh, they could be. I don't know.
But you go out to the woods to go get them.
I don't get them.
Well,
they come to me. I do the little, because Gandalf taught me to do the whistle. Yeah, yeah, that dude from the fucking movie. From the movie, dude.
So you whistle,
right?
They come get
comes
they,
out. What's Gandalf's name? Was Shadowmere or Shadowfax or something like that?
That was his horse's name, Shadowfax.
Yeah, Shadowfax. Right. So, but it's not Shadowfax. It's a fucking unicorn.
Right.
It fucking. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get. He's when he's hopping.
He's got big wings.
He's also going. No, he's not. He's this is his hooves.
Oh, okay.
Right. He's. I'm about to get my dick sucked. Right. That's what he's doing. You're right. He's running faster. You know what I mean? Like, he would run fast if orcs were chasing him.
Yeah.
But he runs doubly fast when he knows that this Woody is going to suck his dick.
Because he's excited because you're good.
I'm probably pretty good.
You're probably one of the
he's
best.
He's a drunk, too. He's not going to remember nothing. I'm going to do it on his face or whatever, right? And he comes out, and I get on my knees, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
And he does what a dog does.
What do you mean?
When he's peeing.
The rocket comes out?
No, he just lifts one leg like this.
Oh, yeah, right. yeah.
He lifts one leg like this.
He doesn't even really acknowledge you.
He just
lifts up his leg.
Well, yeah.
Is he looking down at you at all?
He's also, you know what he's doing?
Yeah.
He's looking at a female unicorn
from
across the way because he's not even like, he doesn't like cross species. So to get hard or whatever.
He's got to look at
a female unicorn.
That makes sense.
So when he does this, he's looking at, is it Felicia? You know what I mean? Felicia. Just do, you're right.
Spin.
And a beam of light enters my mouth. And it's like, you know what it's like?
No.
Like those fucking, in Ghostbusters, those fucking.
Oh, yeah, the guns.
The stream.
The stream's gun.
Right. And it makes my mouth go. It's pulling right? Right. And he unloads, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like I ate 93,000 marshmallows. Right, he it's gallops shit. Away, and I'm. It's coming out of my mouth. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, like that. Everywhere.
That goes into your mouth.
That goes in my mouth.
And how do you feel when it's over?
Well, I assume I'm gonna blackout drunk. I wake up in the field.
Right. With marshmallows everywhere.
Right, and you know how you wake up, right? And you're like, you know, you just do that because your mouth is dry.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, because of this fucking you. Right, I vomit. Right,
more
and like rainbow colored like marshmallows land on the ground, and I just go, I gotta go to.
I'm never doing that.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah. Because every time I get drunk, and then you're sober 3 years, you're in a meeting, right? You're sharing, you know.
And a unicorn.
It got so bad.
In.
Wait. Yeah, that's what. So it got so bad for me, man. I used to go to the shower, get drunk, right? I used to blow unicorns, right? And in the audience, you hear, right? He's sober now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't do it anymore.
He doesn't do it anymore either.
But.
Yeah.
He comes up to you while you're having coffee.
After the meeting.
During the break.
During the break.
Having a cigarette.
Right.
And he's like, you ever thought about doing it again? Just to tempt you.
Right, and I look down at his crotch, right?
Yeah.
Not that a laser comes out, right?
No.
But a little bit of a glow.
A little glow.
Like.
To remind you.
Right. And I start salivating, right? And I relapse at night.
Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor Woody.
It's a sad tale.
It's a sad tale, but it's a true tale.
It's a true tale.
Did you find out what a panda sounds like, by the way, after 20 minutes of this chaos? Oh, here we go. Let's hear what they sound like.
Yeah, yeah. Oh shit!
We were close.
Claire.
Let's hear. So cute.
Yeah.
It sounds like Andreas's car starting when he leaves.
Yeah.
So cute.
Are they deadly?
I think they can kill. I think they can kill humans.
Yeah, but can you, like, if I was in China, like you and I are in China,
yeah,
right, and we see a panda, would you, I'm being real, we see,
in the wild, yeah,
right, in its natural habitat, of course we have bamboo sticks, right?
Yeah.
Would you be scared to approach it?
Honestly, yeah. Because look, what? No matter how adorable, don't approach a giant panda in the wild. They have strong grips. They can deliver powerful bites strong enough to harm a human leg. They can get through you.
Yeah, but a leg for a story? Well, I mean, leg versus story. It's like,
yeah, I guess lose a leg.
Yeah, it's a great story.
I guess lose a leg.
Yeah, yeah.
You could, but I mean,
a TED talk on it.
But when you approach them, like, it's different with like you. What, you can't really pet? Are you gonna pet it?
It's, no, I wouldn't so pet big, it.
They're
no,
gonna
but,
run away.
Well, you and I would have a conversation. It'd be like, how's the best way to do this? So let's be real about it, dude. I'll just stick. Let's gather a bunch of bamboo. Mm-hmm. Even though there's bamboo all over the place, maybe
we'll get better bamboo.
You
we'll
think
get
so?
Premium bamboo.
We don't know premium, though.
I know a guy out there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll go to see your guy first.
Yeah.
We'll go to your guy. Hey, can we get the grade A premium?
Primo bamboo.
Bamboo.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right.
It's going to cost you.
Yeah, here's a wagon full. How much is even?
How much is a wagon?
Here's a basket full.
Each wagon is the same as a shower. It's 25 to 50 cents an hour.
Right. So we'll go, all right, that's doable.
Reasonable. We'll right. take a couple wagons.
We'll give him a dollar.
Yeah.
Right?
Give us back the change, though.
Keep it.
Fine,
don't
keep
be a
it,
dick.
Pal.
All right, don't be a dick.
Yeah, but yeah.
We go out in front of the panda, and then how what would be our thing? Would we, you know what I would do?
Huh?
It was, I would put two bamboos on the in the ground, right? Sticks. I would make a human out of it, right?
Like a scarecrow.
That's his legs, like a scarecrow, right? Mm-hmm. But like, make it appetizing.
Make it appetizing. Make it look delicious for them?
Yeah.
Well, see, I was going to say that I think we should rip off the bamboo leaves and stick them to our bodies.
That's a very better idea.
And have them lick
it
off.
I never even thought
I want
of
them
that.
To lick it off our
I
bodies.
I never thought about that.
Then we can just lay back on our stomach, on our backs.
And check it out, dude. We also, because you know that grizzly bears, right?
Mm-hmm.
And brown bears, because they don't know, right? Cause grizzly bears, they eat salmon and honey, right?
Yep.
Right? But to pandas, right? That's a foreign food. It's like white people eating sushi. Hear my thing, right? So we should bring that shit, real Canadian honey,
yeah,
maple honey syrup
to them.
To them. So we put the bamboo, right? But we're kind of like a, you know, we create a meal out of it,
like a charcuterie board,
like a charcuterie board. right.
So we're like a.
So we have nice salmon,
shaved
because they might like it. We don't know,
right?
They all they have is bamboo. That's why they fucking eat the shit.
Yeah, they don't know anybody.
Right, but when we're like, this is fucking Canadian shit here, baby.
Imagine when a panda
right.
gets on a flight and flies to northern Canada. And they run into, like they're going to visit some in-laws.
Right.
And they run into some local brown and black bears.
Yeah.
And, you know, the pandas are, you know, they're mixed.
Well.
And they see the brown and the black bears, and the brown and black is like, what's up? Yo, what up, panda? What's up, playa?
I feel like.
And the panda's like. What are you guys doing? They're like, we're about to go steal.
I think the accent's wrong.
These picnic baskets.
I think the accent's wrong.
They steal
the
picnic
from,
baskets.
The pandas are from China? So do the accent?
Oh, the panda. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that,
it doesn't feel...
First of all, you're the panda visiting me. I'm the black bear.
I would like you to do the panda, actually.
You're the panda.
All right.
You're the panda. You've flown to me.
All right.
And
so
I'm
flying, right?
And I'm the black
Why,
bear.
So, you're so going to let me get the backstory here real quick.
First of all, you're half white, half black. Okay. So one of your parents is black as a black bear.
That's fine. It doesn't matter because the thing is that let's suppose Barack Obama.
Is your dad?
No, listen. No. Listen to my thought processes, right?
Huh?
Let's say Barack Obama, right, was born in China, right, to a Chinese family, right? He would still have an Asian accent.
Barack Osaka.
Yeah, Barack Osaka would still have a fucking Asian accent.
Of course. Well,
so what does his color of his skin have to do? It's cultural.
First of all.
Yeah.
You're a half black, half white Asian panda bear.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Your dad is from Canada. He's a black bear from Canada, right?
Shit,
your mom
I didn't realize this.
Your mom
is a white polar bear from
Is a white polar
from
bear
Antarctica.
From
Antarctica.
Exactly.
From Antarctica.
Your mom had a job offer in China. That's why you were born there. Okay?
I better yet. I have a better one.
What?
Right? Just hear me out, right?
Okay.
Let's say there was a war.
Oh.
There was a bear war.
There was a bear
right?
war.
So Antarctica, right, in Canada, they send troops, right?
To China.
To China, right?
Fuck.
To fight the fucking pandas,
obvious.
Right?
Well.
Or something.
To fight the Chinese.
Fight the Chinese. That's better.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, when two different armies are working together.
Yep.
They're probably some crossbreeding because they get bored.
Yep.
They're probably listening to Jimi Hendrix.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You know. This is the end, like the Doors.
Mm-hmm.
They're smoking weed.
Yeah, together,
like, nah.
Sharing weed.
Right,
together.
Right. This is the end, my friend. Right, my friend. Right, they're smoking weed. Right, and I'm like, hey man, shit, because I'm white, fucking pull a bit of pussy out here. You
yeah,
know, right. And you know,
hey boys.
Yeah, right. His fucking grizzly ditches gets hard. Right, right. And it's like, But he's got bullet wounds, too, because he's been
shot up. He's been clicked up.
Right. So the one night, they smoke weed. They get drunk. Whiskey.
Whiskey.
They fuck, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They have a baby. They leave the baby there. They fly back to their fucking...
They don't give a shit about the baby. They don't give a shit, right?
So what, is that what you're saying, the scenario?
Correct.
Okay.
You're a bastard child. You're a bastard panda child.
So I'm not
child.
A panda, then.
Yes, you are. All
right! I'm a panda,
just
right?
because it, all right, because right. of what was going on.
All right.
Movement. Hey.
I love watches.
Incredible. If you want watches at an affordable price, I got to tell you, Movement is great. They sent us a bunch of watches. I got a blue face. It's really gorgeous with a nice sleek band. And the best part is it's not going to cost you $1 million to have a nice looking watch on your wrist.
It's okay. I have a friend named Kevin. Okay.
Christy.
Exactly. And he buys these expensive watches.
Rolex.
Right. And when I wear Movement watches in front of him, he always asks, where'd you get that? I like it. You know what I mean?
It's a high class watch.
It's everything about it is like, it's the best made watches.
Well, it's heavy. I like the weight of it too.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got the look of a quality $400, $500 watch that you're paying for at a department store, but it costs a fraction of the price because they were built online and their process is their own from start to finish. And a tiny apartment in Southern California, two college dropouts, they teamed up to make this watch company to break all the rules. Fair prices, great colors, clean, original designs. So Movement is growing, and I got to tell you.
The watch that I wear, Andrew,
yeah.
okay, is the Grizzly Brown watch.
Oh, yeah.
From their new Legacy Slim collection, and it's the perfect office watch with a super clean dial and rich
yep.
brown leather strap. It just elevates my outfits.
I have three of their watches, and the Minimal Sport Dive is one of my favorites. It's just smooth looking, and it also can go look casual and look kind of dressed up. Most of us have to spend all day in front of a computer if you work either at home or in an office. And I got to tell you this, these Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. Blue light is dangerous for you. You should read about it from your phone, your computer. And these glasses really help with eye strain and poor sleeping patterns. And I actually love them. They're really cool. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/badfriends.
Again, that's MVMT.com/badfriends.
Beam Organics.
Oh, you selfish little bastard. I love Beam Organics.
I'm sorry that I took it without giving it to you. They sent us some and I took all of it. And you know why? I don't get to sleep at night.
I know,
and you sleep till 4 in the afternoon.
I know, but you know that I love Beam Organics, right? And
I
you
took it all.
The thing. And now I got to order more.
I don't care. All right. I don't care. Look, I don't sleep that well because we got busy schedules. We're on the road and
yeah.
our time schedules are always messed up because we're shooting all night long. And I got to tell you, sleep studies have shown that getting bad sleep can affect your brain function, mood, weight loss, and overall health. And you got to have full 8 hours. And that's why this stuff, this Beam Dream Powder is...
It's the best, guys.
I love
listen,
it.
Listen, guys, you know, when I catch a flight, because I fly sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And I do red eyes. I have to do red eye tomorrow.
Yeah, you do.
And it's like, I wish I had Beam Dream Powder because it really does work. It's stuff that I use... daily,
yeah.
But I ran out, and you took the last of it.
Sorry, they only sent me enough for
the best,
what I needed.
Guys.
It this stuff contains melatonin, magnesium, reishi, eye-theanine, and nano CBD. Nano CBD is effective because it's all about surface area. When you break hemp molecules down to tiny droplets, your body has a dramatically increased ability to absorb it, making it super effective. There's no THC. Okay, it's just CBD, and it's triple lab tested with no added sugar or artificial sweeteners. I got to tell you, this stuff is incredible. It actually tastes really good. It's like a hot cup of cocoa at night. And I like it before I go to bed.
Yep.
Everybody needs this. If you subscribe now, you get 35% off your first month.
Plus, get a free mug and...
frother. It's really good. It's like a little mixer. Head to beamorganics.com/badfriends. That's B-E-A-M organics.com/badfriends.
For 35% off your first month of your dream subscription.
Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. So you decide.
I'm fucking sad as fuck then, huh? I was raised by my own.
Sad panda?
I'm sad panda, that's right.
So what happens is you decide, I'm going to go visit my mom and my dad. I'll visit my dad first in Canada, and I'll go visit my mom in Antarctica. So you go to Canada to meet your dad.
But is there like some agency that he calls to find out where they live and whatnot?
Pandas International.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. So I forgot that existed.
Yes, because they need help trying to find their parents. They've all been abandoned.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So you go, you fly to Canada.
Yeah.
And here you are. And you see your dad with all of his buds just kicking it.
Kicking it in the forest.
Right. On their block.
Right.
And you step on their block and they're like, what's up? What's up, little bitch ass multicolored bear?
And I go,
what?
Who you looking for, bitch?
You. Why are you?
What do you mean you looking for me?
You're my daddy.
shit. What? I ain't your daddy.
Why you leave me?
How do you know?
Why you leave me?
How do you know I'm your daddy?
Because look, and I pull out my dick. Right.
But it's half white and half black.
But still shaped like yours.
So it's real long.
So, yeah.
It's long but super skinny.
Why does everything have to do? How about that? Forget the dick.
You turn around and let me show you, see your butt. Let me see your butt.
Let's not even do that because it's sexual. We always go there, right?
So I wasn't going to make it about
I
you.
I know, but I'm going to do something different.
How
right?
are you?
I'm going to go.
How do you know you're my
look,
son?
And I look up my fucking paw.
Yeah.
And there's a birthmark. And then you look at your paw and the same birthmark.
Holy shit.
Right. And then what do you do with that hand?
We touch hands.
No, I thought you were going to hit me.
I was.
Yeah. You would have rather touch.
But we touch
Let's go
hands.
PG.
We touch hands.
We touch hands.
Disney
right?
style.
Right. And I'm crying.
And I'm crying too.
You are? You feel?
Yeah, because then all the homies see that I'm crying and they're like, right. Oh, look at him crying like a bitch.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And then you hit me. Right.
That ain't my bitch ass son.
We do a hard cut. If this is a movie, we do a hard cut.
Cut.
We're on the dinner table.
I invited you for dinner?
Yeah, because we don't know what happened, but I have a patch over my face.
Well, we do know what happened. I hit you in the previous scene. But I'm like, eat your salmon and shut the fuck up.
And I've never had it before, so what would it...
And then my first response is, how are you going to be from fucking Asia and never had no goddamn salmon?
But we don't have salmon up there.
Motherfucker, you got sushi all over that bitch.
That's Japanese.
Same shit. Everybody
right,
laughs.
So you're that kind of guy.
Everybody laughs.
Everyone laughs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then I grab my shit and I head north to see my mom because I
right.
hate this fucking
You fucking hate this guy.
I fucking hate this
and
guy.
And I'm smoking unfiltered cigarettes.
Right.
I'm like, get out of here, bitch.
And to finish the story, I finally, it takes me, I walk. It takes me about 4 years to get to Antarctica.
I think you get
north
there.
Pole, I mean, the North Pole.
Let's
the
say
North Pole.
A couple months.
He's a small, I have small little limbs. I.
Takes you a year.
Have you seen them move?
Takes you a year. How fast can pandas walk or run? I got to tell you, I bet you can get up to 10 miles an hour.
So you're, no, there's no way.
Yeah.
No, they're like
20 miles an hour.
They go 20 miles an hour?
That's what it says.
All right, 20 miles an hour. So, I have no idea.
Well, it's got to be a couple thousand miles. So then look, you're clearing that in a
couple months.
Couple months.
Right.
Couple
I'm up,
weeks,
I finally
couple
get
weeks.
Up there, right?
Yeah.
And I don't see anything. It's just snow. Cold, right?
You're freezing.
Right. And then like a couple of seals say, get up. Let me go. You don't want to be around here.
Oh, they're warning you.
Yeah.
Wrong neighborhood.
Yeah. It's like desolate. It's kind of like West Virginia, like the Appalachian Mountains kind of vibe.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Like, crazy.
You ain't from around here.
I don't know what you're doing here,
right.
But what if the seals all have southern accents?
Right.
I don't know what you're doing here, boy.
Right.
You better go back to China.
Yeah, mate. Unless you're here for a moonshine. Right, right. And then I ignore them. You know
you don't
I mean?
Want to deal with
yeah,
the seals.
Yeah. And I'm still like, now the wound from my cat hitting me, it's infected.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. My eye is no longer, it's gone.
Your eye's been eaten away
it's
by
so infected, yeah,
parasites?
Maggots and
oh,
parasites,
wow.
Right?
Yeah.
But I still have the bandage on for some reason. I think that.
That's going to save it?
Yeah.
And your eye just keeps falling out of the socket,
right.
But you keep pushing it back.
And
in.
I say something ridiculous like to the fucking seals, like, do you guys have antibiotics? Or something crazy. You know, they're not going to have antibiotics, right?
Of course not.
And the eyes are out gone.
We got moonshine.
Right. And I go, do you know where Anna is? Lives, that's why I might know my mom's name.
What's her name?
Anna.
I think you think it is, yeah.
What do you think it is?
They're like, who are you talking about, Sheila?
Oh, yeah, Sheila.
Yeah, Sheila live at the top of that old hill up there.
Yeah, okay.
So you got to trek up that hill.
Thank you.
No problem. Good
right?
luck.
But I have to also say, can you just point to exactly because one of my eyes don't work.
Figure it out yourself, and they jump
they're
in the
so
water.
Mean.
They're so mean.
So
well, they're
mean.
Fucking drunk. These seals.
Yeah,
always blacked out.
I get up there, mm-hmm. right, and Sheila is frozen solid.
She's dead.
She's frozen.
She's a fro. She's frozen.
Frozen solid in this gigantic ice cube.
Oh no!
Yeah, and then right. What you don't realize, right,
mm-hmm.
is if this is a movie, right, we do like now a scene that happened in the past in the movie. At this point, we see this frozen fucking Sheila Frozen, right? It cuts to what I did in Canada. I steal a gun.
Well, they don't have they have guns.
They have guns, yeah.
Okay, they have guns.
Yeah, yeah. In the movie, they have guns.
Of course they do.
Right? So I pull out the gun. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I stick it in my mouth.
No, I thought you were going to shoot the ice. What? Shoot the ice.
No, no. I want to end the movie like this.
Oh, okay.
You don't think so?
I say shoot the ice.
Well, how about this? Why don't I...
Let me give you my comedy version.
Or let me kind of just say...
Let me hear yours.
Or I'm not... I'm going to tell you. I want you to do your comedy version.
Yours, right? Guns goes in your mouth.
I'm not saying that I'm going to pull the trigger, right? I'm just saying that this is a dramatic moment.
Right? A little bit.
I'm leaning against, right, this frozen polar bear, Sheila, my mm-hmm. mom, right? My eye is fucking gone, dude.
It's gone.
It's fucking infected. It's gone. I'm dead. What the fuck am I going to do? I don't have a ticket back to China, right? It's a disarray. My dad is a fucking asshole, I realize. My mom's fucking dead. I mean, there's no fucking point to it all.
Yeah.
Right? So I stick the gun in my mouth, mm-hmm. right? I'm a panda.
Yeah.
Right? And I click it. It does. It's so cold. Like, it. The mechanism's right,
jammed.
Right? So you finish the movie.
So you start screaming. Ah! I don't want to be here anymore. And it's a machine gun, yeah?
It was a handgun.
I thought it was a machine gun.
All right.
Yeah. And so, no, it's a handgun.
Sawed off shotgun.
No, it's a handgun.
Okay, we'll go handgun.
Handgun.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're leaning against the ice and you go, I don't want to be here anymore. And there's no bullets.
Yeah.
And you start smashing it
right
against you on the back of the ice.
Yeah.
It's breaking. You're like, I don't like this life anymore. Everything is a fraud. Everyone's a lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hate everything. I hate it. And your mom.
Oh. Positive.
You saved my life. Oh, what are you doing in my house?
This is your house?
Who
this
are you?
Mountain? I'm your son.
You're my...
Remember you... Raw dog back in the war? You raw 20 years ago? Well, how long? 7 years ago, you raw dog that fucking...
I fucked a griffin bear
back in
China.
Yeah, I'm this... And then you had me, and then you left
God,
me there?
My son.
Yeah.
Why do you have a gun?
Because my eye's gone, and my dad treated me. I was killed.
No, no, give me that gun.
Yeah?
And you give her the gun?
Right.
And then she turns it on you.
That's great. And it works now. It works now?
And she goes, goodbye, son.
Right. It hits the center of my...
Right in the middle.
In the middle, right? And the way it hits my head, right?
Mm-hmm.
It shatters every bone in my skull.
Wow.
Right? It shatters every bone, right? And if some, it there's a... The brains and the skull matter, everything. It just... like a pinata... You hit a pinata, all the can, right?
Yeah.
Right? And it freezes. Right? Right? Cool. And my this is my face, right? Right? Brains. Right? Oh, credits coming down. Do, do, do,
do, do, do, do, do. No, in the background, it's just panda noise in the background.
Right. Right.
It's a film.
Or, you know, instead of doing that, right, I was thinking... You know,
imagine if this was a pitch meeting and Universal was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? And we're like, check it out. We're not done.
But here's the second option. Then. If you don't like the ending, right? It's a little dark. I'm leaning against the thing, right? The gun doesn't work, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I whistle, right? And a unicorn comes out of the forest, mm-hmm. right? My eye, right? He gallops. He lifts his leg like this.
Mm-hmm.
And a beam of life goes... Yeah, you know I mean?
Perfect.
That could be an alternate ending. Because we're fusing two movies. It's a callback for the other movie.
It's two movies in one.
Yeah.
So basically, you want to buy it or you don't want to buy it.
Yeah. Right. No one's going to want
to. They're like, get
no
out.
No one's going to want to
get
buy
out
it.
Of
yeah,
our.
Yeah, no
get
one's going to want to buy it. Yeah. Happy Halloween, by the way.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Rudy probably has a book report for us by now.
Movie report.
Oh, you have a movie report?
Clockwork Orange.
Oh, did you watch the movie?
Yeah.
Did she really or is she lying? Get the fucking gum out of your mouth.
She claims she did.
I did last night.
How long was the movie?
2 hours? 2 hours and a half?
Yeah, that's probably right.
Do you swear
I promise.
On Kalila's life.
Yes.
That's okay. Insane to swear on her life, but oh, she yeah, did,
huh? Okay, so tell us about the movie.
So it's about, there's this teenager named Alex, and then he has a group called Doogs. Doogies? Wait. Droogs! And then, and then they go on this like really violent activities where they rape.
Put on your hand, by the way, because I want to make sure you're still Freddy Krueger.
Where they rape and like beat people. Mm-hmm. And then one time they went to this cat lady's house and then Alex killed the cat lady. And then he got caught and then he went to prison. And then Alex wanted his prison sentence to be shorter. So he agreed to do this experiment. So he went to this hospital and the doctors did an experiment for him because the government said that this experiment will turn the bad people to good people. So they did that. Alex was strapped in a chair and then he had to watch these violent films. And then after that, he changed and the doctor said he was cured. So every time he would try to do bad things, he would feel sick and he would make noises.
This sounds like the plot for Geely, the Ben Affleck. And are you sure that's not Geely?
No, that's it.
That is. I'm actually blown away.
I honestly believed.
I liked it.
You did like it?
then Star Wars. Star Wars is shit.
Star Wars is shit.
So what we just realized is Jules.
Star Wars is shit. She
is an art elitist. She's an elitist.
And I love it. And that's who she. That's who she really is.
I think she is. I think you're an elitist. I think you're an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Honestly.
She likes violence.
And she likes violence.
She likes violence.
Look right into your camera, into your one lens, and say, "Hey, George Lucas, Star Wars is shit." Go ahead.
Hey, George Lucas, Star Wars is shit.
Wow.
You're never going to work in this town again.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. If they remade Clockwork Orange, and then they cast you in it, or they made a new Star Wars movie, and which one would you do?
Oh. And who would you play?
But I only knew the New Hope.
You've never seen any of the other ones?
We told you about the other ones.
The first movie where Liam Nelson is in it.
Liam Nelson.
Yeah.
Liam Full Nelson.
I think Liam Nelson was pretty good in that movie, though.
That's what they called him, Liam Full Nelson.
Yeah.
What character would you play?
The one that looks like a monkey.
Uh-huh.
Fair.
Yeah.
What about in Clockwork
Orange? Let me ask you this. That monkey, what kind of creature is he? I mean, what race is he?
Filipino, right?
No, he's not Filipino.
What is he?
I think he's more Persian-y, like Turkish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, what is he in the movie?
I don't know.
He's a Wookiee.
What's a Wookiee?
Chewbacca is a Wookiee. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you should see the second Star Wars where Empire Strikes Back because that's where he meets Yoda.
Yeah. You kind of could be Yoda.
I think you could relate to Yoda.
He talks funny.
Yeah.
He speaks weird English.
Same food. Yeah. Environment almost.
Yeah.
Food, environment. I think you'll be like,
you're pretty close to a Yoda.
Yeah.
You've never heard of Yoda?
He's a green, small thing.
Yeah. Very good.
Say no more.
Say more, no more.
You kind of talk like him, too.
Do you know what Jabba the Hutt is?
Do you think Yoda was just foreign and he just had broken English? You know when they say he's like, oh, he talks in these beautiful, like, backwards limericks, but really maybe he just was that sounds like every guy I've met that's, like, super foreign. Like, Andres does that.
Like what?
Andres, he's like, Andrew, cards I need, where are they?
All right.
Maybe Yoda was just from Spain and
yeah.
People just were giving him a hard time. They're like, oh, he's so wise. He's speaking in this weird language. You're like, I don't know, man. He could have been super fucking foreign.
And also, can I ask you this about Yoda? Is that obviously he's a part of a race of types of people, right?
Yeah. Where are they?
Not only where are they, but they have to fuck.
Well,
I know. And have you ever thought about that?
Fucking me, you are.
Yeah.
Fuck me, you are. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, they had to fuck. And do you think they fuck outside of their race? Do you think Yodas fuck Wooks?
No. I mean, they want to. No one wants to fuck them.
Yoda goes to Wookiees.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To fuck me, I'm begging you.
Yeah.
And they're like,
no. Yeah, yeah. They're like that.
Nobody's fucking Yoda.
No one's fucking. Yeah.
What race is Yoda? What is he even? Did they even say?
Yeah. In the new what's it? The Manchurian? What Mandarin? Mandarin?
Manchurian candidate.
Is it the Manchurian? What's it called?
Mandalorian.
Did they get into what
species
he is?
whose true name is not recorded? We don't even know.
We don't even know.
How the fuck did they even write that? Why would that so lazy?
It's so lazy.
Write it. They made up a language.
Yeah.
Write it.
It's kind of cool mysterious wise though, with mystery wise.
Put a label on it.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't know what they are.
And by the way, Baby Yoda, not as cute as they're making it out to be. This is, goes back to our
squirrel.
Then this goes back to the squirrel conversations.
Yeah.
The behavior aside, I don't think it's cute. See, this thing...
Go to Baby Yoda, a better photo of Baby Yoda. I'm going to argue for him.
Okay, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Here's my biggest beef about Baby Yoda that everybody thought was really cute.
Okay.
This
cute, right?
Really cute.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He
go to the one right to the right.
He's
the right
already
right,
balding. As a,
bro,
he's balding.
It doesn't, bro.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
When you're a baby...
Yeah. In fact, that look at the fuzz on the... It has more hair than fucking Andreas. Look at the fuzz.
I don't. First of all, look at this. Look. Okay. Here's what I want to say about this thing. Because we're just fighting for asides for no reason. Look at the pupils on this guy. He's been using. Obviously, he's fucked up.
Yeah,
look at the wrinkles on its upper lip. You trust an aged baby that's been using all day?
Yeah. Maybe he has progeria.
Oh no. Well, yeah. Then I feel bad.
You know what progeria is?
No.
Oh.
It's a disease that affects a very small amount of people, and it makes you like a...
It makes like a six-year-old look like a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, it's very sad. Baby Yoda!
Baby Yoda!
So cute.
Oh, so cute. Right?
How cute is this?
So really cute.
By the way, I see you playing with the knives on there.
Yeah.
Which couldn't be more appropriate for you, but let me say this. Do you even know anything about Freddy Krueger?
He's on Nightmare in Elm Street.
I know, but
what does he do?
Do you know anything about him? Like his character?
He's on people's dreams or nightmares. And he kills them.
Yeah. But do you know anything about his past?
No.
Wow.
He's
probably my favorite. No. That's tough. Jason's so good.
Jason's pretty good.
Yo, I saw the best tweet today. I don't even know who wrote it because I don't want to take credit. But somebody goes, they looked up the stats for Jason is 6'3".
Yeah.
And he was like, this motherfucker had it all. Could have been a hooper, but wasted it on killing. It was so funny. I was like, he's that tall? Because they have the heights listed?
Yeah. He's a little stocky, though.
He's heavy. Yeah, he's a big boy. He's heavy. Box out
yeah,
down below.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. So it's, let's go. Freddy Krueger, Jason.
Michael
Myers and Jason Voorhees.
Voorhees, yeah.
Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers. Oh.
What?
Pinhead? Pinhead, but what's that called?
I don't know, they call him Pinhead.
What was the movies?
Hellraiser.
Because I was looking for Hellraiser.
I'm going to tell you something. The creatures, and when I first saw Hellraiser.
So fucking, dude.
It was so weird.
Have you ever seen Hellraiser?
No.
Look up the creatures in Hellraiser, the original Hellraiser, how scary they were. This is a movie that came out in the early 80s, I think.
Mid-80s, maybe. Yeah.
Dude. Look at the creatures. Not him.
No, go up to the top. Like that guy right there. Yeah, that guy, go down.
Like
look
that,
at that.
Like the guy right there.
Look at that guy.
Look at that guy.
Look at that guy.
Go to the right. Go to the right now. That one. No? Yeah, that one. I mean, look at the guy to the right.
That looks like guys from the Comedy Store that I see.
That's true.
Go zoom in on the guy on the right, Pete.
Yeah.
The one on the left is scarier.
Oh, you think so?
No, the one on the right by far. He looks like a thumb.
Yeah. It looks like Steve Simone. No.
Who's that? CeeLo? Is that CeeLo Green?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm crazy. Yeah.
That was a scary movie.
So fucking scary, man.
Because it dealt with not hell, but like a fourth dimension.
Yeah, you were in another world.
Yeah, different dimension of creatures.
See, that is the thing, though. It's got to be sold really well. Because look, Nightmare was great because it was in our real world. Yeah. So was Jason.
Yeah.
Okay? And so was Michael Myers.
Yeah.
But with this, it was like, entering other worlds, and they can easily come off as cheesy.
Go down there. Where the other foot? Go to the right. Yeah, go to the right, far right, right. That one. I'm gonna see that one.
Zoom that in. Wow.
Yeah. It's they're kind of like Marilyn Manson.
It's like Marilyn Manson meets Tim Burton.
Yeah. But back when I saw that as a kid, though, I was just like, imagine living in the suburbs. You don't watch shit like this.
Well, also, there was not much out like that. Like, the horror movies in American horror movies weren't this good and gory.
Yeah. Dude, I saw a horror movie called VHS 94.
I don't know that movie. VHS 94?
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, there was a couple of there. What it is, it's a found footage VHS tape, pretty much, that you find in... You know,
it just came out.
It just came out, right? And see that guy, the mad scientist.
Uh-huh.
That mad scientist. It's like they're little vignettes. So they're like 8 minute, 10 minutes VHS found footage.
Ooh.
In a row, right? They're not really connected, right?
Uh huh.
But they were so cleverly done and so freaky. That thing is so good.
Where did you see it on?
Shudder.
What the fuck is Shudder?
Shudder is a streaming platform for horror movies only.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shudder.
Yeah.
How much is it, a monthly fee? Or you just
a couple, $6-7 a month, right?
You're going to have to loan it to me.
Yeah.
Is that Chelsea Peretti? Fucking.
Please don't say that.
No, it looks like her right there.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah. That looked like her for a second.
So she's in one where she's like a news reporter. So it basically looks like a 1990s news reporter.
Everything is supposed to be from 94.
Yeah, and going into like these subways, because there's a legend that there's like a rat human that lives there.
Andres?
Yeah. Anyway, that was just something that I recommend.
Imagine Andres down in a subway, and you're like, a rat! And he's like,
yeah.
Finance advice. And then he scurries away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to watch. This looks good. I finally finished Squid Game. Like, I had seen six.
What'd you think?
And then I finished it.
What'd you think?
I'm going to give my fast wrap up because we already talked about Squid Game on the show before. But here's the deal. Too many stories are being told at once. Not a fan of that. Way too many stories. Too many ancillary characters that you're like, why the fuck was that guy involved? But it's not about him.
Yeah.
The ending also made me a little bit mad because the twist was cool, but then also elongated and a little like draggy. It was a little draggy.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, no one's going to be... no. When you're writing a show like that, you're not going to satisfy everyone. It's like when people got really mad about Game of Thrones, the last season of Game of Thrones, people were just ripping it apart. It's like,
it's just
so difficult to please everyone.
It just drug on a little bit too long.
To me, it didn't. To me, it was like, I wish they'd do a part two.
Well, they're going to do a part two.
Yeah. And I thought that in general, the whole thing was the sets.
The squid dies, by the way. Spoiler alert, if anybody wants to know.
How immaculate were the sets?
Well, that's... dude, you know you can buy an alarm clock for your bed that's... How do you say red light, green light in Korean?
I don't know.
That's so offensive.
Your
fucking history.
You're offensive to me.
Ask me a word for my fucking...
In Ireland?
Yeah.
How do you say good morning in Ireland?
Good morning!
Oh, shit. My bad.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, well, I should know mine then.
Or how do you say "had a good morning" in Ireland? In Irish, ask me again.
How do you say "how you having a good morning" in Ireland?
Have a drink. That's it.
Oh, you went for the stereotype.
Have a drink and a smoke.
There we go. Made it original.
Fighter.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you can buy that alarm clock, and I was going to buy that for you. But you know what? You know why I didn't buy it for you?
Because I didn't get you a birthday present.
Not only did you not get me a birthday present, you didn't even call me on my fucking birthday.
What day was it?
It was on Saturday.
Don't get angry. Don't throw anything.
It was on Saturday.
Yeah.
And guess who called you on my birthday? Me. Me to say hi.
Our relationship isn't a tit for tat.
That's a fucking fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our relationship is not a tit for tat, all right?
Yeah, it's a tat. It's tat and tat.
It's tat for tat.
It's tat for... it's tat for tit shit.
Tat to shit.
It's right. Tit for shit.
Tit for shit, right? And the present that I got you is still being mailed.
From where?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Yeah. Can you?
Yeah.
Make it up.
No, I'm not going to make something up. What are you getting so angry about? Look at your face. I can tell the shift of your face.
You can't even see my eyes.
I know. I can just see through it. I don't like it.
Wait, can you see my eyes through here?
Yeah.
These fucking cheap glasses.
Yeah. So I can see your eyeballs.
But let me say this.
Yeah.
I hope everybody has a happy Halloween.
Yeah.
I hope nobody, hey, nobody gets a razor blade in their candy.
Yeah.
No one does that, by no the one, way.
They used to.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, you know what was scary? Remember the Tylenol scare?
When people were putting Tylenol in candy?
No, when they put cyanide in the Tylenol.
Funny.
Yeah. So back in the Chicago area, back in the early 80s,
yeah,
some guy took 10, because back then they didn't have the protective seal.
Right.
Right.
So you could open it up.
So you could buy Tylenol, some guy, and they were the capsules.
Yep.
So you could undo the capsule, dump it, and some dude put cyanide in there.
That's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up. Repackage it, put it at pharmacies and grocery stores and whatnot, right? So there was one family that, like, somebody died, mm-hmm. right? And he died, and so at the so he took a Tylenol in his house. They didn't know what it was. So when his family gathered for his mourning at the house, mm-hmm. two of the guests had headaches, and they took the Tylenol, and they died as well.
Oh my
God. How crazy is that?
That's so fucked.
It's so fucked up. And guess what?
Huh?
They never
lived again.
Caught him.
They never caught the cyanide Tylenol guy?
So he got a freebie.
Two freebies?
No, he killed like six, I think.
What?
Yeah, six or seven people.
What kind of criminal would you be like that? Would you be that kind of psycho killer?
I'm not a hands-on kind of a guy.
So what? You're kill him like that. You're kill him through the mail type of shit.
No, I would like maybe put like, how would I do it? I've thought about it. I've never thought about it. Have you thought about it?
Yeah.
Okay, what would you do?
No.
No, what would you do?
Well, I don't want to say it.
What? No, just hypothetically.
Oh, right.
Rice?
Rice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't. I would do. I like it when the psychological thrillers are like, when they like get into your water line and they put blood in the water line.
Yeah.
And you're someone's in the shower and they're like, and they see blood's coming out of that. Yeah. You know? And then they go, you know, get out of the house, but they can't get out of the house.
Yeah.
You know? And then they cut the power.
Yeah.
And then, well, nobody has phone lines anymore. And I cut the phone lines.
Yeah.
And then I bust into their house.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, and they're freaking out. And then I'm like, I'm just fucking kidding.
That's what you do?
And then I get out of there.
Yeah. You know what I would do?
And I turn around.
I would find a family.
I would find a family. Yeah.
I know one.
Yuck.
I would find a family, right?
Uh-huh.
And I would know everything about the family, their routines, when they go to job, right? I would pick up their mail.
Right.
I would move nearby, right? I would invent a machine.
You'd buy property?
Yeah.
That's a big...
A big commitment.
Yeah.
No, I would rent.
Yeah, but then they got to do a credit check and all that stuff.
It's fine. They're not going to know it's me, so check it out, right?
Okay.
They don't know. I also invent something. And what it is, just hear me out, right? It's a little mechanism, right, that you put underneath the bed.
Ooh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if I call the number, it triggers it. And what it does, it puts out the volume smoke into the rooms, right? So if there's a family of five or six people and living in a house, right, I would put one in every underneath the, when they're out of town, right, I would sneak in, right?
Yeah.
And once I see everyone going in the house and all the lights going off, I would turn it on.
And they'd be feeling good.
They're passed out,
mm-hmm.
right?
You go inside and you kiss everyone on the forehead and then you leave.
Yep. How'd you know?
Just nice and sweet.
Yeah.
What would you do, little psychopath?
I'd stalk and only prey on men. And
okay. Except for men that you're friends with and know well, right?
Any that I would hate.
But like people that you work with, you wouldn't stalk and kill.
I could.
But like people that you work with on a weekly basis that, you know, are like family to you, you wouldn't, right?
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine. You would?
I would. Wait, I'm not yet done.
Okay.
What about guys you live with? Would you kill people that men that you live with? Right?
Mm-hmm. And then when I stalk them, I would like sedate them or like put something in their drinks for them to sleep.
Oh.
And then I put them in like the basement or if in the house of Tito Bobby, maybe in the garage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I would tie like maybe like 6 or 8 men.
Together. We all get together. Tied up together.
We get tied together. And then what happens?
And then while they're asleep, I would put fireworks in their butts.
Like M80s? Yeah. Explosives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Which can I just...
Do some guys get more explosives than others in their butt?
Yeah, if I hate them more.
Okay.
So like I would get maybe one and Bobby would get...
Honestly, how many explosives would I get in my butt?
I didn't say you would be in it.
How many explosives do I get in my butt?
Maybe you'd get 1.5.
1.5. What is how much did Bobby get?
5.
I get 5 explosives. Okay.
How about Pete?
No, I don't want Pete in it and Andreas.
Why the fuck do they get?
Let's play it out.
They get to live?
Yeah, let's play it out. Play it out.
Yeah.
So I'm tied up. Right?
I got 1.5 explosives in my butthole. You've got 5.
Are we naked?
I don't want to see your dicks.
So you cut our dicks off?
No, like I just cut a hole on your pants.
In my butt.
Or you could just stick the fucking explosive in our butt.
I want it inside.
Right. You could stick it in my butt and put my pants back on.
She doesn't want to have to take off your pants.
No.
She uses scissors, cuts a hole
in
your butt.
You'd rather cut a hole
in my really
fancy like raw denim pants?
Yeah.
Ones that a homeless guy wore for a week. Yeah.
Okay, so... And then what would you light them all at the same time?
Yeah, and I just record you.
Okay. Can I just say this? I don't think that would necessarily kill me.
No, but I would.
M80 in your butthole? 5 of them? It's fucking explosives.
I know, but still, it's like I could still be torso guy.
It would rip your body open.
Yeah, just the bottom half. I'm still torso guy from then on.
Bobby.
I'll do the Special Olympics.
You remember?
What?
Do you remember in our polar bear film?
Yeah.
When your head, every bone in your brain and your head broke?
Yeah.
Same thing with your butt.
I know, my butt, but still.
Your whole body, your whole middle. Your guts would spill out. You'd be gone, bud.
Okay, can you just do one?
She doesn't know.
Can you just do one?
That's why she put it in our butt.
I get 5. He's not going to die. You put one in his butt?
No, because I need to experiment.
She wants to know how.
All right. So I'm absolutely dead. All right. I'm, you know this. I'm fucking dead, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after
he's
that,
not.
No.
But I might be crawling around on my torso.
Yeah.
If he's not dead, I do something else.
What are you going to do?
Fuck, see, I'd rather be dead.
No. What is he going to do? This is what I like.
So so he's gone. I'm torso guy, and I'm like, and I'm moving around
and you
the
would
garage.
Plead, like a little bitch, you would plead for your life, right?
The whole time.
Yeah, what would you say?
I go, Rudy, please, I'll do anything that
you
want.
Don't call her by her fictional name. You probably call her by her real name.
Oh, yeah. Mak-tak-sung, please don't hurt me. Don't kill me. Please, Mak-tak-sung, please don't kill me. I'll do anything that you want, please.
And then what do? Mak-tak-sung?
I want to carve something in his stomach or face.
Oh.
Oh, you're going to do some artwork.
You're going to make me a pumpkin?
Yeah. What are you going to carve, like a message?
Yeah, or just like a design.
Oh, a design, like a...
You're going to make art? I'm art now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
And you're going to put
like
me on display?
Like a sun or what?
Yeah, like with a knife.
Oh.
Fuck.
That must hurt.
Are you going to eventually kill me?
No.
You're going to let me slowly die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then how are you going to get away with...
I'm okay if I get caught.
Holy
oh
fuck.
My God.
That's crazy.
There's no escape plan?
No, but by the way, that's more scary to me. Someone that's like, I'm okay that guy get caught.
That's scary.
So scary.
Pretty scary. Yeah.
Well?
You're going to move out. No, you're getting kicked out of the house.
I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
She's not gonna do it.
Well, happy Halloween, Rudy.
Happy Halloween.
I want you to look into your camera and do the most creepy voice of thank you for being a bad friend, as creepy as you can.
Happy Halloween.
No.
Thank you for being a bad friend is what I want you to say.
You said happy Halloween.
Didn't I say thank you for being
thank you for being a bad friend? And also, it's not creepy.
I don't know how.
We're not going until you do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Go get some growl on your voice.
Get some rest.
Something fucking creepy.
Something.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
All right, you do yours into your camera and I'll do mine. Go. You do your creepiest.
Thank you for being my friend.
Whoa. Andres, let's hear yours.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Just like a Spanish guy with a smoker's
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pete?
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Pretty good.
Rapist?
Rapist, yeah.
And here's mine.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Pretty good. Old timey.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that our dearest Pedro, Andres, is taking his citizenship test?
That's amazing.
And he needs to become a citizen.
That's incredible.
And he needs our help.
I do.
And no, seriously though, he is literally trying to naturalize.
Okay.
So here at the Bad Friends, you know, we have an illegal here.
Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe two.
Okay.
Got a couple of illegals.
Yeah,
here.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of them is going to be naturalized, right? You're going to denounce your citizenship of Spain. You're going to become an American citizen, right?
Yeah, and buy a gun.
Buy a gun.
Okay.
So this guy wants to take a citizenship test. I can't even say it. And are we going to help you study? What is it? What do you want us to do to help you get through it?
I was hoping you guys could give me the answers.
Okay, let's see.
Right.
I think we know. I bet you we know some
know
of
the
these
answers.
Answers.
I'm an American, man.
Rudy, do you know some of this stuff?
No.
Right. You should study too.
All right, pull the mic closer, Rudy. So
I don't know the first one. I'm fucked.
All right, Rudy, who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
George Washington?
Bobby?
John Adams.
John Hancock.
John Adams.
Thomas Jefferson.
Who said that?
Fancy.
I've been studying a little bit. But
wait
I
a minute. You have to. Do you not know the answers to these?
Yeah.
What is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen?
You risk your life
for the country.
For the country.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
What is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen? To vote for Trump when he runs on a second term?
Maybe.
I think that's it.
What is it?
What do you think?
You can... You can buy a gun.
Okay, what is it, Vance?
You have to reject your loyalty to other countries.
Oh, I know that's a good one. You better. Who was the president during World War I? I don't think you
Roosevelt.
Know, you know when somebody says yeah. when you know when somebody says go back to your country.
Yeah.
Where do we go? what does the president's cabinet do other than hold its China?